From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a message entitled Unfinished Business in this series in the book of Joshua. The text is chapter 13 and verse 1, where the Lord declares that Joshua was old and stricken in years. Joshua had fulfilled his commission to conquer the land of Canaan, and now he faced his own death. Yet the Lord said, There remaineth very much land to be possessed. And this was the task of the children of Israel. In applying this historical account to the present day, Dr. Cairns is pointing to the New Testament equivalent. In the Gospels, we see that the Lord Jesus Christ finished the work of redemption on the cross. The book of Acts underscores the unfinished work of the church to reach the world with the gospel. First of all, the Christian life is meant to progress toward an ever fuller enjoyment of all that we have in Christ. Then, the Christian life is to be one of ever-growing usefulness for God. Every believer ought to be involved in some way in the task of reaching the lost for Christ. Yet many who should be mature in the things of the Lord are yet babes spiritually. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Hosea chapter 12 and verse 12. Israel served for a wife, and for a wife he kept sheep. Jacob, while expostulating with Laban, thus describes his own toil. This 20 years have I been with thee. That which was torn of beasts I brought not unto thee. I bear the loss of it. Of my hand didst thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus I was. In the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes. Even more toilsome than this was the life of our Savior here below. He watched over all his sheep, till he gave in as his last account, Of all those whom thou hast given me, I have lost none. His hair was wet with dew, and his locks with the drops of the night. Sleep departed from his eyes, for all night he was in prayer, wrestling for his people. One night Peter must be pleaded for, anon another claims his tearful intercession. No shepherd sitting beneath the cold skies, looking up to the stars, could ever utter such complaints because of the hardness of his toil, as Jesus Christ might have brought, if he had chosen to do so, because of the sternness of his service in order to procure his spouse. Cold mountains and the midnight air witnessed the fervor of his prayer. The desert his temptations knew, his conflict, and his victory too. It is sweet to dwell upon the spiritual parallel of Laban having required all the sheep at Jacob's hand. If they were torn of beasts, Jacob must make it good. If any of them died, he must stand as surety for the whole. Was not the toil of Jesus for his church, the toil of one who was under suretyship obligations, to bring every believing one safe to the hand of him who had committed them to his charge? Look upon toiling Jacob, and you see a representation of him of whom we read, He shall feed his flock like a shepherd.
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the LTBSradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
We see Christians today who 10 or 20 years ago who could have stepped forth by faith, taking God at His word and fearlessly pursued that word. Yet today they halter and falter. And they can do nothing, hobbled by unbelief. Listen, in all things we are to grow up into Christ. That simply means that we are to come to a full development of our peculiar position in the body of Christ. We are drawing from Christ, who is our life. We are to grow to full maturity to fulfill that place the Savior has given to us. The Christian life is meant to be a development, a progress, a growth to ever fuller enjoyment of all we have in Christ. Let me ask you today, are you enjoying Christ more today than in the past? Are you? Those of you who have been saved for years, are you at this time actively enjoying what you have in Christ? Are you enjoying your position in Him? Are you enjoying the victory that there is in Him? Are you enjoying the fellowship that there is in Him? Are you enjoying the position you have in His body? Are you developing as a Christian in your knowledge of God, in your faith that grows out of that knowledge, in your likeness to Christ and your usefulness to Christ? Is there a development in your life in those areas? Because I tell you, that is what the Christian life is supposed to produce. The Christian life is also meant to be one of growing usefulness in the service of Christ. When we say there's much land yet to be possessed, we're saying the Christian life means that when Christ saves us, He sets us, as Joshua did Israel, in the promised land. He says, now there is the rest of the land. Go and pursue and conquer. The Great Commission envisages a growing outreach. The Lord Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, I recognize that was said to all the disciples as the representative body of the entire church. Not one of us can fulfill that commission entirely. Not one congregation can fulfill it entirely. But we each contribute our part to the overall work. But I want you to see the Great Commission given by the Lord Jesus just before His ascension had the great vision of His church reaching out to the ends of the earth. Immediately before He ascended into heaven, He said to His disciples, Acts 1 and verse 8, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be My witnesses. Now, notice the progression. In Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. He was speaking to Jews. And He was saying to them, you are not to settle in Jerusalem and let the church simply be a Jerusalem body. You are not merely to evangelize Judea. Beyond Judea, there is Samaria, that hated and despised place. You must evangelize Samaria. But beyond Samaria, there is the world of the Gentiles. It is the commission of the risen Christ to His church to reach out to the ends of the earth. When Paul wrote to the church in the city of Rome, he rejoiced that their faith was spoken of throughout the whole world. I believe that there's obviously a limitation to that. The church was yet very small in Rome. But what he was saying, that such was their influence, it was reaching out further and further and further. He commended the Thessalonians because from you sounded out the word of the Lord. Not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to God's word is spread abroad. The mission of the Church of Christ is to proceed toward that day that John saw in the book of the Revelation, chapter 11, and verse 15, when the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. Until that day, the mission of the Church is to be on the stretch for God. Now, this is the Christian life. First, in personal experience, it is to be a development in sanctification and holiness. As for the church and all its individual members, the Christian life is one of service. It's one of spreading the gospel. It's one of witness. It's one of telling forth Christ. Now, let me stop there. That is not merely the job of a few professionals. That is the task of every church in all its parts. Let me ask you, is that your life? As a Christian today, is that your life? Let me put it very bluntly to you. What interest do you really have in reaching the world for Christ? What interest do you have? I'm not talking merely about dollars in a missionary offering. That's all very good. We need those. But Paul commended those who gave not only of their substance, but they first gave themselves. Gave themselves. I said a couple of weeks ago that at this time of year, when young people are graduating from high school and college, their eyes turn outward to the world to think of what they are going to do in life. My friend, let me tell you, if you're a Christian, this is a time more than any other, perhaps, when you need to stop and take stock and cry, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Lord, what can I do? And where can I do it best to serve the Lord? For that is what the Christian life is all about. I hope that this church will take this very seriously. You can't all do the same thing. You don't all have the same ability. You don't all have the same energy. You're not all in the same age group. There are many things that distinguishes that we can each do our own part. But when they're all put together, this church must be a functioning body that is developing in its relationship with its God, and it is reaching and increasing in its usefulness in service. But from the text, we have to admit that many areas that rightly belong to God's people are yet in enemy hands. Joshua hears the word, there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. Many areas that God has said are God's people, right? He says they're yet in the hands of the enemy. Take the area of personal sanctification. What is the right of every Christian? Sin shall not have dominion over you. That's not a promise to an elite. That is the consequence of justification in the life of ever. Sin shall not have dominion over you. That is our right. Take it again. Our right is that we can enter into the presence of our God in prevailing prayer. We have dozens and scores of mighty promises and encouragements that tell us of the rightful position and power of the people of God at the throne of grace. Our right is to know the power of the Holy Spirit for service. Our right is to be filled with all the fullness of God, to be fruitful in all the work of God. That is territory that belongs to God's people. But yet, in many cases, what belongs to us is held from us by enemy occupation. There are people who are babes when they should be mature. As Paul told the Corinthians, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. Now, speaking to a babe can be a very enjoyable thing for a new parent. But when the time has come for the babe to grow up, what a heartbreak for the parent if he still must speak to it as a babe. I wonder if we could see as God sees how many grown-up babies we have in this and every church.
been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.